This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A Wrexham bank pledges $7 million to improve housing near its new location at Jevons Lane, St. Michael. The St. Michael School reopens while Gordon Walters Primary School remains closed. The Minister of People Empowerment announces a decrease in reported domestic violence cases. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Fire officers this morning were battling a cane fire in Bourne's Village, St. George. The Barbados Fire Service received a call at 5:32 a.m. and one tender was sent to the scene. When officers arrived at the scene, they found the cane field on fire with smoke spreading through the area. A Wrexham bank is contributing $7 million to improve housing for residents in the area where its new headquarters will be built. The bank has invested $180 million US dollars in the construction of the African Export-Import Bank headquarters complex and hotel at Jemmets Lane, St. Michael, which had its groundbreaking ceremony yesterday. Speaking at the ceremony, Prime Minister Mia Motley announced that the $7 million will be placed in the soon-to-be-established Urban Transformation Fund. She also revealed that Hyatt will contribute an additional $2 million to the fund.
In addition to the construction of the buildings here and the investment of $180 million US, or you have put on the table also a commitment of $3.5 million US dollars, or 7 million Barbados dollars, to be placed in the soon-to-be-established Urban Transformation Fund that will allow those who live in the shadows of this site to be able to have a better life for their families. And urban transformation isn't only about buildings, but that is where it must start.
In another major development, Prime Minister Motley disclosed that through a public-private partnership, the geriatric hospital facility at Beckles Road will be transformed into a conference and convention center.
For a country that has as mature a tourism product as Barbados does, for us not to have a dedicated conference and convention center is a travesty. And for us to have used a building outside of the tourism belt for the better part of the last 30 years as that location is to undermine our own opportunities for the development of this country to be truly a hub for commerce, for tourists, and for conventions. Therefore, we have agreed that when the geriatric hospital moves to its new location in the wonderful National Botanical Gardens, that we shall use that site there to create the opportunity for a convention center.
Prime Minister Mia Motley. Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman, is appealing to political aspirants and other people to control their emotions before running to the media with stories of problems in schools. Senator Blackman was speaking to Starcom Network News against the backdrop of suspended classes at the Gordon Walters Primary School last week. A rodent infestation sparked outrage among teachers and parents who demanded immediate action from the ministry.
It is not acceptable to use our children as political bait or to turn their schools into backdrops for cameras and headlines. Yes, issues will arise. They arise in our schools, in our workplaces, and our homes. But equally, we also have systems in place, our cleaners, health inspectors, school staff, and technical teams to deal with them comprehensively. The answer cannot be to run to the gates of a school the moment something happens, shout into the cameras, and create chaos and fear. That is not leadership. That is not care. And that certainly is not a solution. If you are truly serious about education, then meet with us. Consult with us. That invitation has always been open. But unfortunately, it has been easier for some to stand in front of a camera than to sit around the table. And whilst others may choose spectacle, I choose service.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman. The St. Michael School has reopened, but Gordon Walters Primary remains closed following industrial cleaning and retrofitting to address environmental and other concerns. Both schools were temporarily closed for work and were inspected over the weekend. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw stated that all stakeholders were satisfied with the improvements at the St. Michael School, allowing it to reopen yesterday.
Upon completion of the tour, all parties were satisfied with the standard of the work that was done, and I am pleased to report that the school reopened for business. BSTU and BUT representatives visited the school and were pleased with the level of remediation and are committed to working with the school's board of management and the principal in ensuring that continued checks are done in an effort to facilitate smooth operations at the school.
However, after returning to the Gordon Walters Primary, staff raised additional concerns leading to the suspension of classes while further issues are addressed.
Staff identified some breaches not noticed previously that could adversely affect the teaching-learning process at the school. Hence, on further investigation, and in the interests of the health and safety of staff and students, the decision was made to suspend classes at the school from March 25, 2025, until such a time as those issues can be addressed effectively. It has been determined that the plant needs a comprehensive clean so as to complement the other measures being taken to eradicate the rodents that were at the school. In the meantime, Class 4 students will attend face-to-face classes at the nearby St. Patrick's Anglican Church, while the remainder of the school will revert to the online modality.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw. Reported cases of domestic violence have decreased, but Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey says he is not satisfied. Speaking on the sidelines of a national consultation on domestic violence at the Savannah Beach Club yesterday, Mr. Humphrey gave details of the latest statistics, but urged better communication across relationships.
The official statistics tell us that in 2023, there were 574 reported cases of domestic violence. Some of it was intimate partners, some of it was between siblings. The statistics for 2024 suggest that it will be slightly lower than it was in 2023, perhaps just over 450 or so, just over. That seems to be the findings for 2024, but that is still way too many cases. We also are aware, as we experienced with child abuse, that during the COVID years, there was a spike. And the information reaching me also tell me that the persons during COVID would have seen an increase in domestic violence. And therefore, I still have a very serious concern that as a society, we have to be able to do more to address the issue of domestic violence and all of its manifestations.
He further stated that the major issue with domestic violence was not policy or a lack of framework, but rather the implementation of the required mindset.
Barbados is at a point where I do not think there is any serious social policy issue that you cannot find a paper of worth. There are many documents across the government service that document significant details about what to do and how to approach these things and the theoretical underpinnings and the normative framework. We understand all that. But what we need now is real-life, practical interventions and implementation. We need simple strategies that can help the government help people. So, yes, I understand you need to have all this theory. I mean, I'm a social scientist after all, but at the end of the day, I think we're at the point now where we need to say these are the practical things that we can do to be able to protect women in this case. These are the practical things that we can do to expedite the protection when they report it, to expedite the process throughout the judicial system, and to improve the social support services that are guaranteed to these women.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. And finally, young female students attending the University of the West Indies stand to benefit from an internship program that would prepare them for the world of work. This after the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry signed a memorandum of understanding with the Cave Hill campus. Executive Director at the BCCI, Michelle Oban Clark, made the announcement as she addressed women in business at the Chamber's Power Summit at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
Through an MOU signed with the University of West Indies Cave Hill Campus, the BCCI is set to introduce an internship program that will give students, young students, many of whom are females, real-world exposure to business. This program is aimed at enhancing the workplace readiness of students and providing them with a practical exposure to business operations. By embedding practical experience into their education, we create a powerful pipeline for future leaders, both men and women, who are ready for the world of work or entrepreneurship.
Executive Director of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Michelle Lopen-Clark. Recapping the headlines. Afrexim Bank pledges $7 million to improve housing near its new location at Gemmets Lane, St. Michael. The St. Michael School reopens, while the Gordon Walters Primary School remains closed. The Minister of People Empowerment announces a decrease in reported domestic violence cases. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. And the 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.